Good morning. Good morning to you all. What a glorious spring day. Signs of new life all around us. The clearest reminder there could be that our world is out of step with our Heavenly Father and Creator, who made all things good. The human race has, as we know, as we're very conscious, lost its way. But this week, thanks to Andre, I've been taught some Ukrainian, a declaration of faith in Ukrainian. Bok yi dobra, bok yi dobra, God is good. Bok yi dobra, how about that? Anybody want to repeat that to me? Bok yi dobra. God is good, amen, hallelujah, thank you. Today, as we gather around the table of communion, we celebrate the truth that the world is a family of nations belonging to God. We celebrate the goodness of creation with our first hymn now. Fairest Lord Jesus, King of all creation. It's 334 in Baptist Praise and Worship. Sorry, I should have said, actually, if there's anybody on Zoom, we ought to say hello to those Zoomers first before we sing our first hymn. Can we just say hello to everybody who's joining us on Zoom? So we've got Ruhama and Christine, and we've got Hillary as well. So it's good to see you. We may have others join us as well as the service progresses, which is great that we could do this electronically and join with you over the online anyway, so that's great. Yep. Fairest Lord Jesus, King of all creation. Fairest Lord Jesus, Lord of all Let us pray. Lord Jesus, none is fairer, nearer than you. So we bring you our worship, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, this day, because of the way in which you've demonstrated your love for us, through Jesus, through all of creation. Lord, we thank you for your goodness to us. And Lord, we come before you in repentance, asking for your forgiveness and help, because we know that our lives so often don't reflect your goodness. We ask that by your Holy Spirit, you would make us new. We ask that you would speak to us and encourage us, build us up, strengthen us for these difficult and troubling times that we live in. Remember, of course, the people of Ukraine in our prayers. We continue to pray. Thank you, Lord, for hearing our prayers. We thank you, Lord, for your welcome to each one. Amen. Now, Andy is going to come and read us our first reading from Psalm 62. Psalm 62.
Morning, church.
Morning.
Okay. Truly, my soul finds rest in God. My salvation comes from him. Truly, he is my rock and my salvation. He is more fortress. He is my fortress. I shall never be shaken. How long will you assault me? Would all of you throw me down this leaning wall, this tottering fence? Surely they intend to topple me from my lofty place. They take delight in lies. With their mouths they bless, but in their hearts they curse. Yes, my soul find rest in God. My hope comes from him. Truly, he is my rock and my salvation. He is my fortress. I shall not be shaken. My salvation and my honor depend on God. He is my mighty rock, my refuge. Trust in him at all times, you people. Pour out your hearts to him, for God is our refuge. Surely, the lowborn are but a breath. The highborn are but a lie. If weighed on a balance, they are nothing. Together they are only a breath. Do not trust in extortion or put vain hope in stolen goods, though your riches increase. Do not set your heart on them. One thing God has spoken. Two things I have heard. Power belongs to you, God, and with you, Lord, is unfailing love, and you reward everyone according to what they have done. Thank the Lord for his word. Amen.
Thank you, Andy. We pour out our hearts to the Lord in our next song, "The King of Love is My Delight," and this Andre is going to lead us in this next song, "The King of Love," and with help from Kathy as well, and the rest of our music group. Thank you.
The King of Love is my delight.
His eyes are fire, his face is light, the first and last, the living one. His name is Jesus, and from his mouth there comes a song that shakes the earth and splits the ground. And yet his voice is loud to me, the voice of Jesus. And I will sing my song of love, calling out across the earth, the King has come, the King of love has come. And troubled minds can know his face, captive hearts can be released. The King has come, the King of love has come. My lowest breath is sweet as wine, I am his prize, and his is mine. How can I sing an awesome joy because of Jesus? The wands of love are in his hands, the price is paid for sinful man. Accepted child, forgiven son, because of Jesus. And I will sing my song of love, calling out across the earth, the King has come, the King of love has come. And troubled minds can know his place, captive hearts can be released. The King has come, the King of love has come. And my desire is to have you near, Lord, and know that you are welcome here. Before such love, before such grace, I will let the walls come down. It's to have you near, Lord, and know that you are welcome here. Before such love, before such grace, I will let the walls come down. And I will sing my song of love, calling out across the earth, the King has come, the King of love has come. And troubled minds can know his face, captive hearts can be released. The King has come, the King of love has come.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah. Thank you, everyone. And just to remind you that at the end of our service, there will be people available in these prayer stations. I'll give another reminder. But we've just been singing about how captive hearts can be released, and those who need help and healing can find help and healing with prayer at the end of our service. We'll bring forward our offering now, just before the youth church go to their group. So we'll bring forth the offering, and youth church will then go to their group. Thank you. Thank you. Lord God, we sing songs of love, and we make offerings to show our love for you, and for you, our Creator, and for our fellow creatures. We bring you these gifts, and as well as other gifts we've given in other ways. We pray that you'd use these gifts and our lives for your glory. And now we pray that your glory may be known amongst the young people and the leaders, as the leaders of the youth church, as they go to their group now. In the name of Jesus, amen. Okay, thanks, Jill. Yeah, Jill's going to bring us some notices.
First of all, a big welcome to everyone who's worshipping with us today. And we're looking forward to the presentation by Elizabeth of her stories from Northern Ireland. Well, you're looking forward to it. I've got to be out there, but no doubt I hear about it from David.
Well, actually, Elizabeth isn't here today, but we'll explain
that
later.
I haven't missed anything then. Perhaps I just jinxed it. Okay.
Yes.
Right, notices for the following week. Connie, did you mention it, because I wasn't in earlier either, about the communion offering?
No, I haven't actually, but yes. Yeah,
okay.
Yeah,
I just before then, during our communion today, a March offering is going to be given to help the people of Ukraine. We've spoken about this before. We're collecting and we're going to send the money via the Disasters Emergency Committee because they have the resources and experience for dealing with such a huge humanitarian crisis. So if anybody would like to give, I think there's going to be a special basket.
Yes, we could put one out, yes, yeah, sure.
Put out there. Otherwise, just bring the money to the vestry. If you have, bring it to the vestry and David will receive it. Right, so this week, on Monday, that's tomorrow, we have the third session of our Bible study Lent course, God Has No Favourites. It's still not too late to join us. I've got the course workbook notes if anybody else would like to join us tomorrow. It's on Zoom, so will you please let David know if you would like to be on Zoom and you haven't already been coming to the sessions. They start about 10:30 a.m. and we go through to 12 o'clock with a short coffee break in the middle. So that's tomorrow. There's coffee morning on Wednesday on Zoom. This is Tamsin's coffee morning. It moved from Tuesday to Wednesday and it will be starting at 11 a.m. And in the evening, here at Carey and also on Zoom, there's a prayer meeting, especially for Ukraine, amongst other things. And on Thursday, there's another prayer meeting at Jones. And for those of you who like being active, there's table tennis in the Memorial Hall starting at 7:30. Again, if you're new and you would like to come to that, or if you think you would like the exercise of doing that, then please just turn up and you will have a good time, I'm sure. Friday, for any of you, the baby and the toddlers group, between 1 to 2:30, there is now no need to book in advance, just turn up. And then next Sunday is, of course, Mother's Day, or Mothering Sunday, as some people like to call it, will be an all-age worship service, which will be led by Colin with Chami preaching. The only other thing, there's quite a lot on the notice sheet, which you'll see there, so I'm not going to say much more about it, except there's just one item here. If you like choral music, you're in for a treat this week, because on Saturday, 26th of March, the Aeolian Singers, which is a local choral society, are performing Rutter's Requiem and Dvorak's Mass in D, and that's going to be in St. Francis's Church. There's Colin. Colin, what time do we start? Three in the afternoon, yes. So if you would like to know more about that, please see Colin and myself. And then in the evening, if you like your music lighter, not quite so classical, then I do invite you to go to the Hemel Methodist Church in Northridge Way, because Roger Jones, who's written lots of musicals, very singable, I might add, and lots of lovely Easter music as well, is leading a choir made up of Joyful Noise, and it's an ecumenical choir from people all over Hemel and its areas, and they will be singing with Roger Jones next Saturday at 7 p.m., and that's at the Hemel Methodist Church. I think there's some notices out in the foyer if you'd like to know more about that. And that, I think, is everything for now that's important for us. So I will vanish.
Thank you, Jill. Giving our notices this morning. David, I wonder if you could find us another basket for the offering. Yeah, Ukraine offering. Thanks. Yeah. If you just, we'll just leave it over here. Those who want to give to the Disasters Emergency Committee offering for Ukraine for this month. Yeah. Thank you. Oh, actually, just one other notice. Sorry, I forgot to mention this. Yes, I believe it was Tim's birthday this week. Tim, it's your birthday, wasn't it, actually, on Thursday? So we're going to sing happy birthday to you. I know it's a bit late, but so anyway, a big birthday, but so won't say how old you were, but anyway. So we're going to sing happy birthday. Anybody else got a birthday coming up very soon? Or Jeremiah's birthday, okay, right, yes. Yep, okay, we'll sing happy birthday, Tim, in his absence as well. So let's sing happy birthday, shall we, to Tim and to Jeremiah. Happy birthday to you, happy birthday to you, happy birthday dear Tim and Jeremiah, happy birthday to you, we're glad God made you, we're glad God made you, we're so glad God made you, happy birthday to you. Whoa. That's wonderful, that's great. Bless you. Right, now, yes, as Jill mentioned a bit earlier, Elizabeth Clark Dixon was due to give a presentation about Northern Ireland to talk about her roots and experiences of Northern Ireland for herself and what we can learn from the story of Northern Ireland. But unfortunately, she came down yesterday with dizziness and nausea, so she's not able to join us today. So do pray for Elizabeth for recovery. And she's hoping she can do the same another Sunday. But without wanting to steal her thunder, there are two things I'd like to mention today to do with the story of Northern Ireland. First thing is this. Now, for a long time, of course, Northern Ireland has been associated in our minds with a divided society and with violent conflict, with bombings and shootings, all sorts. But Northern Ireland has much that is good and positive to share with the rest of our world. And the story of Northern Ireland shows us that peace is still possible after decades of conflict. So Northern Ireland is a sign of hope for Ukraine, a sign of hope for all the nations, that one day there will be peace. The second thing I want to share is this, and I don't think Elizabeth will touch on this at all, so I'm not in danger of treading on our toes at this point. This story comes from the Sperrin Mountains. Anyone know the Sperrin Mountains? I hadn't heard of them before I read this, so don't worry if you've never heard of them. But they stretch from County Derry and County Tyrone in Northern Ireland into County Donegal in the Republic of Ireland. And here rural communities are resisting attempts by a big Canadian mining company to extract gold from these mountains. This is an area of outstanding natural beauty. It's been designated an area of outstanding natural beauty. And it's being threatened with pollution and the destruction of natural habitat for the wildlife there. So local rural communities have come together to establish a group called CAME. That's Communities Against Injustice in Mining. And CAME is a Celtic word from the Celtic Christian tradition, and it talks about a circle of protection for all life. That's what a CAME is, a circle of protection for all life. So communities in Northern Ireland and also across other parts of our world are on the front line of the battle to defend God's good creation against the exploitation of big business. And there are many other stories we could tell along those lines. I know I read just this week of nearly 20 women, mostly mothers, who've been killed in the Philippines by multinational companies because they've been trying to defend their communities and their wildlife against against mining and all sorts of other things that these companies are trying to bring in, but they're actually using violence in order to get their way, to get their will. But actually, we need to pray that God's will be done. We need to pray for Northern Ireland, that the peace continues. We need to pray for the people there, and obviously for the people of Ukraine. We're going to do that later in our service, but for the moment, I think we're going to sing another song. I can't remember what we're going to do now. Oh yes, that's right. Now we have actually seen this once before during our first lockdown, COVID lockdown. We watched this. This is a wonderful song, which shows scenes of Ireland, and this is an Irish blessing. So as we think about God protecting people and the land, God's good creation. This is an Irish blessing. Thank you.
Be thou my vision, O Lord of my heart. Not be
you
receive that blessing from the people and churches of Northern Ireland. Wonderful. Now our second reading is from the Gospel of Matthew, Matthew chapter 4. Over to Colin for this second reading.
Our second reading is from the Gospel of St. Matthew, chapter 4, and starting at verse 12. When Jesus heard that John had been put in prison, he withdrew to Galilee. Leaving Nazareth, he went and lived in Capernaum, which was by the lake in the area of Zebulun and Naphtali, to fulfill what was said through the prophet Isaiah, "Land of Zebulun and land of Naphtali, the way of the sea beyond the Jordan, Galilee of the Gentiles, the people living in darkness have seen a great light. On those living in the land of the shadow of death, a light has dawned." From that time on, Jesus began to preach, "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven has come near." As Jesus was walking beside the Sea of Galilee, he saw two brothers, Simon called Peter, and his brother Andrew. They were casting a net into the lake, for they were fishermen. "Come, follow me," Jesus said, "and I will send you out to fish for people." At once they left their nets and followed him. Going on from there, he saw two other brothers, James, son of Zebedee, and his brother John. They were in a boat with their father Zebedee, preparing their nets. Jesus called them, and immediately they left the boat and their father and followed him. Thanks be to God.
As we prepare to celebrate communion together, we're going to sing our next song. This is Amazing Love. This is Amazing Love. This is 3145 in Songs of Fellowship, and we're going to be helped by Kathy and our music group to sing this song. This is Amazing Love, as we prepare to gather around the Lord's table.
Breaks the power of sin and darkness, whose love is mighty and so much stronger. The King of glory, the King above all kings. Shakes the whole earth with holy thunder and leaves us breathless in awe and wonder. The King of glory, the King above all kings. This is amazing grace. This is unfailing love. That you would take my place. That you would bear my cross. You lay down your life. Jesus, I sing for all that you've done for me. Who brings our cares back into order? Who makes the orphans a son and daughter? The King of glory, the King above all kings. Nations with truth and justice, shines like the sun in all of its brilliance. The King of glory, the King above all kings. This is amazing grace. This is unfailing love. That you will take my place. That you will bear my cross. You lay down your life. That I will be set free. Oh, Jesus, I sing for all that you've done for me. Worthy is the Lamb who conquered the grave. Worthy is the Lamb who was slain. Worthy is the King who conquered the grave. Worthy is the Lamb who was slain. Worthy is the King who conquered the grave. Worthy, worthy, worthy. This is amazing grace. This is unfailing love. That you will take my place. That you will bear my cross. You lay down your life. That I will be set free. Oh, Jesus, I sing for all that you've done for me.
Please be seated. Worthy is the Lamb who was slain for us. Let's gather around the Lord's table now. We know this about Jesus, don't we? That during Jesus' ministry, early ministry, he spent a lot of time by the Sea of Galilee. Matthew, quoting the prophet Isaiah, talks about the way of the sea. We also know that Jesus didn't turn up on a jet ski or a hydrofoil. Okay, so there weren't that many of those around in those days, but we need to remember that Jesus went out of his way to resist the temptation of drawing attention to himself. Jesus didn't go from the Jordan straight to Jerusalem to establish an international ministry there. That was partly due to the imprisonment of John the Baptist in Jerusalem. But where did Jesus go instead? Jesus went instead to Galilee of the Gentiles, for goodness sake, of all places. Possibly the least promising place for a Jewish preacher to start a preaching ministry, Galilee of the Gentiles. Jesus chose to start in one of the most despised of places. Jesus chose the way of humility amongst people seen as the least and lowest of all. Jesus rubbed shoulders with these people. This is indeed our servant king. And how did our king ask to be remembered? Was it with some great monument or memorial in Jerusalem? Did Jesus launch a new religious festival with lots of feasting at a particular time of year? No, Jesus wanted none of this. Instead, he chose to be remembered by the simplest of family and community meals. He chose to be remembered in bread and wine. If anything reminds us that Jesus came in simplicity and humility, it is this, the Lord's Supper. And supper is right. Jesus' first message is summed up by Matthew here. Repent, for the kingdom of heaven has come near. A man walking by the Sea of Galilee is the kingdom of heaven coming near. God came to Galilee in the flesh and blood of a man called Jesus, a man whose very name is a prayer to God to save. And God comes to us too today in bread and wine. How do we respond to God coming to Galilee, to God coming to us? We are each called to repent, to turn to God, to ask God to forgive us and make us new. We are called to come and follow, to walk the way of Jesus, the way of humility, the way of the cross. Today, Jesus gives you a personal invitation to celebrate this simple meal in his honor. Jesus says, come. Come just as you are. Come now. Come follow me. Come all who are thirsty. Come to this table. This is love. Not that we loved God, but that God first loved us and gave his Son to be a sacrifice for our sin. Hallelujah. And another scripture to remind us of what this meal is all about. Jesus said, come to me, all that you are weary and are carrying heavy burdens, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. Let's be quiet for a moment as we remember what this simple meal is all about, the meaning of this bread and wine, what God is saying to us today. Let's listen and be quiet for a moment and seek the Lord. Going to lead us now in a simple prayer of thanks for this bread and wine. Then I'd like to invite others also to add your prayers of thanks. Simple one or two sentence prayers of thanks. If you want to pray, we can bring a microphone around if you hold your hand up so others can hear, and then say amen after your prayer. So let us give thanks to God for this bread and wine. Dear Lord, we thank you for coming to save us and all creation.
Almighty God, for redeeming us from destructions of the enemy through Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Lord, we love you because you first loved us. Thank you, Lord. The Lord Jesus, on the night he was betrayed, took bread, broke it and gave thanks and said, "This is my body, which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me." This is the bread of life. Please eat this with thanksgiving as you receive it. Should have also said this is actually gluten-free bread. So, yeah. After the supper, Jesus took the cup, gave thanks, and said, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood, shed for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in remembrance of me." Thanks be to God. Please take the cup and retain it, and we'll drink together as a sign of our oneness in Christ. Jesus came to save us and all creation. Thanks be to God. Before we conclude our time around this table with our Lord, I'd like to remind you there will be people available here and here at the end of our time of worship together. Anyone who would like prayers for help and healing can come to these two prayer stations. We do this knowing that the source of our health and healing flows from the cross of Jesus and from the throne of God in heaven. Hallelujah. Let's conclude communion with a simple prayer, with the Lord's Prayer, the prayer that Jesus taught his disciples. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. Man of sorrows, wondrous name, for the Son of God who came, ruined sinners to reclaim. Alleluia. What a Saviour. Our next hymn, 350 in Baptist Praise and Worship. Let us sing together. Man of sorrows, wondrous name, for the Son of God who came, ruined sinners to reclaim.
sweet, spotless Lamb of God was he. Full atonement can it be? Alleluia, what a Saviour. Lifted up was he to die. It is finished, was his cry. Now in heaven exalted high. Alleluia, what a Saviour.
Let us join together in some prayers on this third Sunday in Lent. Creator God, you call the nations, the rulers of the nations, to repentance. You call them to leave behind their old ways of injustice, oppression, greed and conflict, and turn to you, to instead seek justice, freedom, plenty and peace for the peoples with whom they are entrusted. Creator God, we pray that the rulers of the nations might turn to you. Saviour God, you call humankind to repentance. You call us to leave behind our old ways of living, our selfishness, guilt, anxiety and despair, and to turn to you, to seek love, forgiveness, comfort and hope, to find a new and everlasting life. Saviour God, we pray that humankind, that we might turn to you. Spirit of God, you call your church to repentance. You call us to leave behind our old failings, our disagreements, intolerance, apathy and fear, and instead to turn to you, to seek unity, love, vision and courage, that the world might see and believe. Spirit of God, we pray that the church, we pray that we might turn to you. And Heavenly Father, now we come before you with particular prayers and petitions, those who are on our hearts and minds, the people, the nation, the leaders of Ukraine, the leaders of Russia. Lord, we come before you now in the quiet, but there may be other people we may want to remember before you now. Thank you, Lord, for hearing our prayers. So, Heavenly Father, we pray all these things in the name of Jesus, our Saviour, who came to make all things new. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Our closing hymn, Come and See the Shining Hope. This is 271 in Baptist Praise and Worship.
Soul on the earth confusion, but in heaven an open door, where the living creatures praise the Lamb forevermore. Love has victory forever. Amen. He comes to bring his own reward. Amen. Praise God for just. justice now restored. Kingdoms of the world become the kingdoms of the Lord. Love has the victory forever. All the gifts you send us, Lord, are faithful, good and true. Holiness and righteousness are shown in all you do. Who can see your greatest gift and fail to worship you? Love has the victory forever. Amen. He comes to bring his own reward. Amen. Praise God for justice now restored. Kingdoms of the world become the kingdoms of the Lord. Love has the victory forever. Power and salvation all belong to God on high. So the mighty multitudes of heaven make their cry, singing alleluia where the echoes never die. Love has the victory forever. Amen. He comes to bring his own reward. Amen. Praise God for justice now restored. Kingdoms of the world become the kingdoms of the Lord. Love has the victory forever.
Just a final reminder that there will be people available to pray with people for prayers of help and healing after the service. Our closing prayer, this is from the book Wild Lent. Lord Jesus, help us to search for your treasure, the treasure of your kingdom this Lent. Holy Spirit, give us the faith to follow where you will lead. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.